Here's a question on which to reflect this morning. Why did Jesus still have the wounds after he rose from the dead? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, Jesus is demonstrating superhuman, supernatural traits in his resurrection appearances. Today we saw that not once, but twice, he entered into a room that had locked doors. Entered a room. John deliberately said on two occasions, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood in their midst. Later, when Thomas was with the disciples, Jesus came, although the doors were locked. He didn't have a key. Everything was walled in and roofed like a normal room. Yet Jesus could pass through walls. If you look at some of the other accounts and do some calculating of distances, Jesus also appeared in one place and very quickly after appeared in another, far greater than any human could have traveled, especially in a world without cars or airplanes. But Jesus had this remarkable ability to just show up in one spot and then be in another spot like that. Or consider last week in the gospel account from John, where Mary Magdalene, his dear friend, didn't recognize Jesus. Remember that? How she thought Jesus was the gardener? And it was only after Mary was spoken to by Jesus, when Jesus used her name, Mary, that she saw him, she recognized him. The glorified body of Christ is amazing to consider, and it gives us some brief hints about what our bodies will be like when we're glorified. But I ask again, if Jesus is in this other realm, if he's glorified, why does he still have wounds? He is God, so he could have chosen not to have them. Why? Well, first, I guess it was handy because he identified himself to his disciples. Today, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples, too, didn't recognize Jesus right away. And so Jesus said, "Hey, it's me. Remember the hands and the hole in my hands, the hole in my feet, the pierced side?" That's how they came to believe, that it was Jesus risen from the dead. But more than this, I think Jesus kept the wounds because he wanted to remind the disciples and remind us what our sins cost him. Almost as a trophy that what looked like the most horrific event ever is now glorified. And I'm risen and I keep these as a trophy. That's in a similar vein why we as Catholics always have a body on our crosses. We have a crucifix, a cross with the body. To always remember that there can be no Easter Sunday unless there's first the Good Friday. So Jesus keeps the wounds to show what he went through for us. That we can never see the glorification without the cost of sin and what Jesus paid the price for. Second, in almost every account of Jesus risen from the dead, he almost always says the same thing, "Peace be with you." And then he shows the wounds. I think when you add this greeting, peace, to the wounds, you get mercy. Mercy is what we're all about. Mercy is what Pope Francis, if there's one word to describe his pontificate so far, it'd probably be either love or mercy. Mercy is what Jesus came to give. And we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday today. This is relatively brand new in our church, as it was St. John Paul II who started this the Sunday after Easter in 2001 to always be around the world Divine Mercy Sunday. A little bit of the background for this. This feast began with some amazing accounts of Sister Faustina that she had in the early part of the 20th century. And then Karol Wojtyła, who became John Paul II, had this great devotion to the mercy of God, the divine mercy. There's a whole backstory. There's actually a Lighthouse CD about it. So check that out. But I just want to touch on one aspect of divine mercy this morning. It's the picture that you've probably all seen. It's in Aquinas, we have it in our gathering space, right over the door as you go into Aquinas Hall. Check it out when you leave. But divine mercy is the picture of Jesus standing there, and from his body are these rays of light. The first rays are bluish white. They just emanate from him. And the second rays are red. A sign of mercy just radiating from Christ to us. The church fathers connected the colors, this is fascinating, that the blue represented the water that Jesus gave way when he was pierced, and the red, the blood in which Jesus shed on the cross. And the fathers then took this to the next level, saying that water, that blue, that white, points to the sacrament of baptism. That red, the blood of Jesus, in the divine mercy picture, points to Jesus' blood. And that's how God gives us divine mercy. By allowing us to share baptism, be forgiven of all sins, and then each and every day should we choose to receive Jesus' body and blood, soul and divinity, which takes away our sins. We gather this last day of the octave of Easter, the 8 days, reflecting on Jesus' mercy for us, the cost he went, remembering always the wounds of Jesus that give us his mercy, that radiate his mercy upon us. May we bathe and reflect in this mercy this morning and in our week to come.